Great. Thanks for having me.
Before we hear how Michigan scored in the EPI, give us an idea of the indicators that are used.
Sure. I'll give you an example of a few. There are 17 indicators that are used to make up our index. Some examples are, does a state have online voter registration available for its voters? Voter turnout, wait times at the polls, how long people are waiting at the polls, things related to militant overseas ballots being not returned or rejected. So different parts of the election process like that.
So from 2008's election to 2012's, how did Michigan fare?
So Michigan did great. In fact, Michigan is only one of seven states that's been a top performer, sort of in the top 12 of states over the past 3 years, 2008, 2010, and 2012. And specifically, Michigan's score went from 72% in 2008, a ranked number seven, to 76% in 2012, a ranked number six. So they've been a high and steady performer since we started this index.
What were some of the strong elements of Michigan's election performance?
One of the things is that there's a really pretty strong voter registration system in Michigan. So as a result of that, there's hardly any provisional ballots that are cast or rejected, because a lot of problems related to why you need to issue a provisional ballot are related to voter registration problems. Additionally, the state also had decreased its number of militant overseas ballots rejected. And also, in between the two election cycles, added a post-election audit to help better evaluate voting technology after elections take place.
But there is room for improvement, especially in something called the residual vote rate. Can you explain what that is and what's happening with that in Michigan?
Sure. The residual vote rate is something where it's how many ballots essentially are not counted out of all ballots cast due to either a voter checking off too many boxes, say, for example, or leaving it blank. So some people, of course, leave that blank intentionally. But we found, Michigan's residual vote rate is a little higher than the average, but it's actually just one of the few indicators they don't do very well on. I'd say another one that there's probably room for improvement in Michigan is voting wait times. Michigan had a wait of about 22 minutes in 2012, which is similar to that of 2008, which is above the national average.
And what does it take to do that? It's not a matter of spending money as much, is it?
No, and this is one of those things where it's not a one-size-fits-all problem at all. It depends on the state, and sometimes it even depends on the county or locality. There can be very specific things to how long is the ballot, to other issues like how a polling place is set up. So there's a lot of factors that go in. I think it takes, the state and localities sort of looking back and seeing maybe what some of the issues were and trying to figure what they were that were specific to them.
All right. Well, good talking with you. Thank you so much for the insight. Sean Green is with the Pew Charitable Trust as we talk about their latest Elections Performance Index. Thanks, Sean.
Great. Thanks for having me.